This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Political correctness is a tool to bully and bludgeon those that want freedom, that want liberty, to break down America, to destroy all our cultures, to hand us over to a one-world government, the UNESCO, UN system. And I was just thinking in the last segment, or the last little one-minute break ending the last hour, how up in Paris, Texas, they had this marching band that showed the flags of World War II, and just seeing a Nazi flag sent the crowd into just mindless convulsions. But, again, they're all worshiping Arnold, who says, I love Hitler and love dictators. That's okay. So that shows just the 1984, you know, 10 minutes of hate that's been drummed into people. And I thought about when I caught this old white guy paying off two black men who testified before the state legislature, and which the state legislature admitted was illegal, violated the state law. And I was all proud of myself catching the bribery going on in the halls of the state house. And then we got a call from the statesman saying, Mr. Jones, these are black men being paid off. Are you a racist? I said, what are you talking about? I just caught this on tape, people being paid off. Well, would you be upset if they were white being paid off? And I said, well, of course I would. Never entered my mind. Well, and that was the focus of the article. Is Alex Jones racist for filming black men being paid off? I mean, you remember that, don't you, folks? I mean, it just, I don't even know how to deal with stuff this weird anymore. I'm like, I'm against that Nazi Arnold Schwarzenegger. Well, that's a very anti-Semitic thing to say. I'm against Hitler. Oh, boy. Man, you don't like Jews, do you? Well, I'm against world government, NAFTA, and GATT. Oh, that's real code words for it. I mean, political correctness, and it's so bad under Bush. They just love it. And these neocon talk show hosts and the rest of them are just real pieces of work. That's all I can say on the issue. I don't want to spend all day on it. It's just so important. I want to get back into UNESCO. I want to get into some of the facts that allergies may be caused by people taking antibiotics or vaccines early in life. Got a bunch of mainstream news articles about that. Afghanistan, they're saying, will be there now for another 8 years. Just a bunch of other news. But right now, let's go to the calls as promised. Let's talk to Paul. And, Paul, where are you calling us from today?
New Jersey.
Welcome.
Yes. I wanted to say some things about Arnold Schwarzenegger. Now, the quotes you've been repeating of Arnold Schwarzenegger, they're old quotes, right? Those are from the 1980s or 70s, right?
They're from the 86, 76, 77, 78,
okay.
1998.
All right, so the ones he made in 76, I would contend, are probably the most radical. Now, that was about 28 years ago. That means Arnold Schwarzenegger was in his mid-20s. Okay. Now, what kind of philosophy or wisdom do you expect from a 25-year-old barbell guy working out the gym? Like, what books are he going to be reading about?
Okay, let me just say this.
How is he going to be formulating an intelligent philosophy?
You're not listening. I was pretty smart at 25. Yeah. Let me just tell you something. Okay. The guy is for open borders, abortion on demand, tax increases. He's being hailed by conservatives. That's the real meat of the issue, okay?
I agree with that, but I kind of don't like the personal, almost slanderous type of
thing. It's not slanderous. It's what he's been. The guy said it.
Yeah, I know, but my point is he was doped up on steroids as a 20-year-old kid.
You talk about slanderous. Now you're saying he's on steroids.
No, well, he admits
which is
to
obvious.
That. Yes, he does. He admits to that back then, yes. But my point is, he's a young, misguided guy back then, and I think you should take more current, up-to-date, enlightened.
Well, I have, and let me tell you, he's the same person he was. He's worse. The guy goes to the Bohemian Grove, buddy. So he's not just in Robert Mapplethorpe photos in the late 1970s.
However, my point is, can I continue after the break?
Yeah, you can continue on. Because I think your argument has got holes you can drive a Mack truck through. Arnold Schwarzenegger is a big, fat, Nazi worm.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, I got a bunch of news to get to. I don't want to spend all day on Arnold Schwarzenegger. I brought it up because you got this little band from Paris, Texas, doing a reenactment of World War II, marching with a whole bunch of flags, one of them the Nazi flag, showing the countries. It's in 1,000 plays, 100 movies. It's everywhere. It's just history. And everyone convulses and freaks out, and there's apologies. Oh, this is so evil. But then Arnold's running around saying, I love Hitler. I want to be a dictator. And this caller saying, well, you know, don't slander him. Hey, Arnold said it, buddy, so please. The defense for slander or libel is the truth. And this is all public. So I don't like your statement. That's slanderous towards me. Just so you know, John, I'm being up front with you. You want to play hardball with me and use those type of words. And then the guy goes to Bohemian Grove now, which they admit they ship in the male prostitutes there. And the old men run around naked in the woods, according to the Sacramento Bee and all these other big papers. And you got Arnold saying he loves Kurt Waldheim in the middle of him being exposed as a Nazi in 1986. You know, when the guy's married to Maria Shriver, 30-something years old.
Alex?
I guess he'd be about 36 years old, 34. Yeah, go ahead.
No, it's another thing about Schwarzenegger. Now, if his father was a Nazi, correct?
Yeah, but we don't focus on that. My article,
right.
We talk about that being a red herring.
Yeah, I agree with that. And the point is, why wouldn't he be proud of his father? And it, And let's say he personally knew Kurt Waldheim. If he knew him, maybe he met him and liked him. And maybe because he's an Austrian, he just isn't really
and
that
maybe
ashamed.
Maybe he just likes Robert Mapplethorpe. Maybe he just likes the satanic rituals at the Grove.
No, maybe he does. But my point is...
Maybe he just likes open borders and gun control and forced abortion.
Right, and that's my point, too, though. How could he be a Nazi and be for the migration of non-whites into white countries?
The point is he's a New World Order whore.
Right. But my point is
the hypocrisy of people flipping out over the Nazi flag as part of a World War II reenactment, utterly mindless and shallow, but then you got the highest awards by the Simon Wiesenthal Center being given to Arnold as Arnold runs around hanging out with Waldheim to this day.
Yeah, but I just don't see what the big deal is. If somebody has, listen, I'm going to be honest about this.
Hey, buddy, I didn't slander Arnold Schwarzenegger. Everything I said is on the record.
But I want to just say something about...
Hey, but wait a minute. I'm going back to your statement. Your statement.
Yep.
That I'm slandering Arnold Schwarzenegger. The guy has said this on the record in Rolling Stone magazine.
When he was how old? Alex?
I was like 30 years old.
Okay. And was he well-read
at
the time?
Hey, buddy, let me tell you something. I've had responsibility since I was about 15 years old. I'm done talking to you. Thanks for the call.
You're a little smarter than he is, maybe, but
you don't have any arguments, my friend.
Yes, I do, Alex.
Arnold Schwarzenegger's real smart.
I think you should. I'd like to see you say that stuff to his face. I just think you're...
Oh, I'm real afraid of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No, I'm just saying...
I'm afraid a robot arm would come out and grab me.
I think there could be some envy within you, perhaps, and I also think... He's just an opportunistic politician. I'm not supporting Schwarzenegger, but I do think that what you say about him and his being proud of his father's record in the war or being proud of, let's say, some Austrian nationalism, I don't see why he should be ashamed.
He didn't say that.
And likewise, when he's young...
He wants to be a dictator.
And for example, with myself, when I...
The guy's a megalomaniac, man. He's saying he wants to be a dictator. He loves Hitler. He hangs out with UN chiefs.
So what? He's an ambitious man. Okay. That is a very
Machiavellian
man.
I'm done talking to you, bud. Your argument is a joke, okay? Thanks for the call. Envious of Arnold Schwarzenegger. And... would I say that to his face? I mean, now this is like junior high. My daddy's tougher than your daddy. I bet you won't say that to his face. But I don't sit up here and talk about my bravery, okay? But I go up to the police at checkpoints to get in their face. I crawl around through the redwood trees and sneak past the Secret Service and go to the Bohemian Grove, buddy, where your little Arnie hangs out. I get chased by the Delta Force in Florida through the swamps with guys on dune buggies chasing us. Okay, I've had feds come up and pull butcher knives out in front of 20 people and say, "We're going to kill you soon. We're feds at Waco." I get the call in the middle of the night with the voice changer going, "Mr. Jones, we've had our eye on you for a while. Continue what you're doing, and you're going to be dead. You hear me? You're going to be dead soon." So don't sit there in your weak little mindset and imply that I'm afraid of Arnold Schwarzenegger. That is amazing. And that I'm envious of him. That's amazing. I mean, let's be honest. I wouldn't mind having $200 million because I could really fight the New World Order with it and see a lot of interesting places in the world. But I think my envy ends about right there. I detest evil. I detest the New World Order. I detest the neocons. I detest their hypocrisy. I detest the loss of the Second Amendment. When California falls under this gun grabber, I'm upset about that. Folks losing their Second Amendment, the borders. I don't like Arnold Schwarzenegger, buddy. And it just is a great testament to how sick the neocons are that they're defending them. And then you'd call in and defend him. I mean, that is just crazy. It is a big diversion. The whole thing's a distraction. But if we look at it for the diversion and the distraction and the hypocrisy from another angle, it can be educational and uplifting. Now, I do not want to talk about Arnold anymore because this is really way off course from the serious stuff that's going on. Let's talk to John in Tennessee. Go ahead, John.
This past weekend, both the History Channel and C-SPAN reported that Adolf Hitler was a Jew. Both of the authors were Jews, so it must be politically correct to admit it now.
It is true. He was a Rothschild.
Yeah, Hitler's Jewish.
And now Counterpunch and Alexander Cochrane of the L.A. Times have reported that Zionists were involved in funding Hitler because they actually wanted... it gets into higher-level satanic orders that actually want to kill the Jews. And you've got what Jesus warned about, these false ones in there. It's very scary. And to try to explain this to people who, you know, to a country that gets mad at a Nazi flag in a reenactment of World War II, I mean, it's like trying to explain rocket science to a toad.
Well, the book Hitler's Jewish Soldiers, about his 200,000 Jewish soldiers, was written by Dr. Brian Mark Riggs. You might want to interview him. He wrote it 5 years ago, but he's just now getting on C-SPAN.
Hey, man, you got the Simon Wiesenthal Center endorsing Adolf Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, that's not credible that they would do that.
Well, I'm sick of it. I mean, I've gone out and protested the Klan and all these other federal groups. I've gone out and protested Mecha. All this race stuff's going to – is the globalists use it to control us. And I'm not going to sit there and watch these groups endorse Arnold and then go after Steve Voss and Second Amendment groups. I'm sick of it.
Well, the History Channel also reported the USS Maine, and it exploded in Cuba, killing 250 soldiers. You mentioned it in your videos, and it started the Spanish-American War. Teddy Roosevelt was the Assistant Secretary of the Navy at the time, and the war made him president.
Are you a racist against the Spanish?
Possibly against the Israelis and the
Jews.
No,
but I mean, I'm being sarcastic here. Obviously, you're saying that war was started against Spain, using a pretext, but see, the mindless public just hears the word Spain. He must be against Spain. Here, let's just be totally mindless.
Well,
here,
now,
how about we
fascist.
Just burn you? No. How about we just burn you at the stake because you said the word Spain?
Well, that may happen down the road. We'll see. In 1974, the U.S. Navy reported that the official cause of the explosion was inside the ship and not a Spanish mine. So the whole war to steal Cuba was a fraud. That's why Operation Northwoods wanted to remember the main.
What did Teddy Roosevelt call it? A splendid little war.
Yeah, the Rough Riders going up San Juan Hill.
And Bush says he's modeling himself after President William McKinley, who engineered that.
Yeah, that's like the History Channel reporting that Israel attacked USS Liberty. And, of course, James Bamford was interviewed and wrote Body of Secrets and broke the Northwoods document.
No, so that's admitted, but you have to understand that Israel... That when the aircraft carrier said our ship's under attack, we've launched jets to defend in international waters, they got a call back instantly from the White House, said, leave it alone, we understand, we're in control of this operation. They ordered that ship to sit there. That whole thing was staged, run out of LBJ's office, and Israel was just the trigger man. They were going to blame that on Egypt, folks.
Well, it's like 9-1-1. You got the 60 Israeli Mossad spies were arrested in USA for their association with the 9-1-1 attack. So it's getting really old that the Arabs are getting all the credit for 9-1-1 when the Saudi hijackers are still alive. I mean, that's really annoying to me to even hear this attack of the Arabs when the whole thing is obviously a fraud.
Well, I'll say this. This was a Pentagon operation. Did the French or the Germans, did the Mossad know? Obviously, that's admitted. I don't know. It plays into the government's hands to say that Israel was behind it. I don't believe Israel was behind.
Well, they played a big part. And Tex Mars reported that the Jewish neocons like Rush Limbaugh, Billy Graham, and Hillary Clinton will soon outlaw the Christian Bible, say, in 10 years. So we better get ready to bury
ours.
Well,
that is true. There is a move in Europe and now in the U.S. And what was it, Pennsylvania? Governor Mark Schweiker. If a preacher reads the anti-homosexual comments out of the Bible, they can be arrested or fined. Right here in America, folks, can't read the Bible.
Well, the First Presbyterian Church of Knoxville, Tennessee, reported in their bulletin this month that the court was right to remove the Ten Commandments and that 90% of the Bible should be censored and removed.
Wow,
that was in the official bulletin. And they have a 666 on their church logo, the Celtic knot over a Celtic cross. That's 666. So they even put 666 on their church. That's their church logo, the biggest downtown church in Knoxville.
All right, thanks for the call. Well, that now you're being racist against the Celts. They're the Celtic folks. You're now a black racist after what you've done. Okay, we cannot discuss anything, folks. We cannot have parades reenacting World War II. We cannot have museums. Those are evil too. It's just hate. And support Hitler or anti-Semitic, basically. All right. Well, I'm sorry. I don't support Hitler. Call me a racist then if you want to. I just do not support Adolf Hitler. I'm sorry.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Oh my God! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7099 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Theoricet, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
Late summer 2003. Mainstream press tells us we're having a stock market recovery. Late summer 2002, I heard the same thing. Late summer 2001, you heard the same thing. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, currently trading in a 93 to 9400 range, is down 7% from 2 years ago. That's recovery? Gold, now trading in the $360 range, is up 31% in that same period. Where do you want your hard-earned money? Hi, folks. This is Jack Brownrigg with Midas Resources. I love the sound of real money. Call your representative today at Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Learn how to protect your assets with real wealth, not potentially worthless paper. Call now, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
Multiculturalism, political correctness, is meant to balkanize, to control. And then when you stand up for something good or decent or wholesome, you can be attacked. And the whole thing is selectively enforced. And we need to understand that my criticism of Arnold Schwarzenegger is for the abortion, the open borders, the gun control. And then you add to it everything else. It's just the icing on the cake. The Bohemian Grove, the Robert Mapplethorpe photos, the I love Hitler, I want to be a dictator. I mean, no one who said I want to be a dictator should ever be in any position of power. I mean, Bill Clinton said it. George Bush said it. Starting to get the pattern here, folks. Well, but I guess it's bad when Bill Clinton says it, but good when George Bush says it, and good when Arnold says it. So, you know, I love everybody, no matter what color you are. If you love freedom and you want to leave my liberties and my freedoms alone and my children's future alone, but you come after my freedom, I don't care what color you are or what religion you are or where you're coming from, I'm going to stand against you. And see, the New World Order is about saying, you got to accept all the religions, no matter what they want to do. You got to accept all lifestyles, no matter what they want to do to you. And I'm telling people right now, I'm not going along with it. Let's go ahead and talk to, Jeffrey is up next in Missouri. Go ahead, Jeffrey.
Good afternoon, Alex Jones, and I love your show, and I'm a first-time caller, sir.
Well, welcome to the airwaves.
I have been following your show, and I've been following your mission, and it's a very good mission, and I agree with you that the Republican conservatives, I don't know if you agree with me, but it seems like they reversed. They're grasping everything that they used to be against. Even now, the National Republican Party says abortion is good. It's a woman's right. And, I disagree with that.
Well, I mean, take Ron Paul. He said, we have been betrayed in his neocon speech. We have been betrayed. Let me say it again. We've been betrayed, sold out, folks.
Yes.
And let's just be honest and let's not be taken for another ride. And they go, well, who are you going to vote for then? That shows us how bad stuff's gotten. I know this, voting for the status quo isn't going to help us.
No, not at all.
We've got to face up to the fact that gun owners, we're the majority, plus it's constitutional in our republic, repeal gun laws. Don't give us more. Look, Bush says he'll sign this new gun bill. It's been introduced by Republicans and Democrats, and it's the most draconian stuff ever. I mean, that makes me angry.
Well, actually, Alex, I'm from Missouri, and we just had our concealed carry pass through. But in the newspaper, in the little print, is what really got me pissed off, was one of these Republican leaders from the Missouri Senate said, gun ownership and carry is a privilege. They took away our right.
Well, I understand that makes you angry, and I appreciate the call, sir. Let's be careful with just even light language because a lot of children listening.
Okay, I apologize.
Hey, no, that's okay. Hey, I understand this stuff because people are hot. We just have a lot of homeschoolers, thousands that are listening. But thank you for the call, and please send me that story, okay? Really great points, Jeffrey. Appreciate that. I hear all the good old boys on talk radio, the conservative shows, even guys that I like who I know mean well. And they're right on about 90% of the issues, but they love this concealed carry. They just think it's the best thing since sliced bread. And let me tell you, folks, in most states, it takes a right and turns it into a privilege. Here in Texas, when they passed it a few years ago, crime rate's gone down. It's been great, yeah. But now you can't buy the gun at the gun shop and get home with it without the concealed carry permit. You can't go to the shooting range. It's up to their discretion. And then all they got to do is jack up the prices to get the gun. To get the concealed carry, to jump through the hoops. I mean, New York City 50 years ago had concealed carry, and they just phased it in to where you can't get a gun now. And I did read about Missouri, where they passed that. And basically, it's a gun control bill. But there'll be NRA members that'll call me all day long and tell me how I'm wrong. We need Vermont-style carry. It's called the Second Amendment. You don't have a criminal record, you carry a gun. And you get a low crime rate. You know, even Switzerland, the lowest crime rate in the world, is about to register and ban a bunch of guns because they just signed on to the UN last year. We're losing our guns, folks. We're losing them under Bush right now. He's voting with Hillary and Chuckie Schumer, and I'm sick of it. And you need to wake up and grow up out there and face the facts. So we're going to lose our sacred right to defend our families. It's enshrined in the Bible. Folks, the Bible says you'll go to hell if you don't defend your family, if you don't stand up to tyranny. And I'll say it again. Hitler was for gun control. Again, I'm so sick of these Nazis, of these communists, these control freaks, all of you. I'm not your property. Do you understand me, federal government? I'm not your slave. You think stuff's bad now, folks? If they get our guns, it's going to get bad overnight. It's going to get a lot worse. All right, more news, more calls. Allison and Michael and Spencer and others, you're up next when we get back. Stay with me.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Got $3 in your pocket? Want $1 million in term life insurance coverage? Call Term Busters now. Rates are low right now. Call and compare. For example,
$59 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we're now 20 seconds into this segment, but 33 minutes after the hour, into the hour. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Before this hour ends, I want to spend 5 minutes or so after we take some calls on UNESCO, because you've heard Bush sign back onto it. Maybe you haven't heard exactly what this organization is really all about. Again, Bill Clinton didn't even sign us back onto this. I mean, it's just incredible. I mean, it's abortion and world government incorporated. By the way, there's a move to go ahead and pass the partial birth abortion ban. We'll see if Bush signs it. He's under massive pressure to do it. I pray that happens. Everybody needs to get on the telephone and the fax machine and the email and on their knees, because that's one reason this country's being judged, folks. You can't have 54 million abortions and have an unrepentant country and not have tyranny. I mean, just to have a government and a population that doesn't think that's bad, no wonder we got the news saying torture's good and, you know, taking our liberties is good, because people don't know what evil is anymore. Before I go back to Allison and Michael and Spencer and others, I want to bring Debbie Morrow up from New Millennium Concepts for a couple minutes. Debbie's just a great lady. She's the lady you talk to generally when you call to order some of the Big Berkey line of high-quality water filters, shower filters, potassium iodate sports bottles, solar chargers, portable solar chargers, you name it. And she's got some new specials for us for the month of October. And here to announce those is my good friend Debbie Morrow. Debbie, thanks for coming on the show.
Hi there, Alex. Thanks for having me. Actually, Jim wanted to extend the September special through today. Even though today's October 1st, he wanted me to go ahead and announce that we would extend this filter special for you, the $298 special for the Berkey light without the light, two Berkey sport bottles and two additional replacement elements, or the $345 special, which is the Berkey light with the lights, the two sport bottles, the auxiliary battery adapter, and the two replacement elements. Each of those specials save you between $75 and $100 per.
And we've got a link to that on Infowars.com on the left-hand side. There's a link through to the website where you can order on their secure online shopping cart. Jim's been in business for a long time, the big national distributor of British Birkfeld, now the maker of the Berkey Light, which even exceeds the British models. Made right here in America, a bizarre rareness to have something actually made here. And this is what I drink water out of. I bought Berkeys from Jim before he was even a sponsor years ago, I guess 4-5 years ago now, how time flies. Folks, you need to take advantage of this. You've also got the little portable solar panel and charger that works for cell phones, other stuff when you're out in the bush. How much is that?
If you buy it with the special, I've been giving it to people for $50. It's normally $75 if they order it alone, but if they get it with the September special, I have been discounting it.
Yeah, Debbie's awesome, folks. She's always giving people great discounts.
And, I know. Don't tell Jim.
She's also a listener of this show, and I've had a chance to meet her several times. Just a great, great lady fighting the New World Order up in Dallas, Texas. Folks can call you. I mean, Debbie's going to be there in just a few minutes after she hangs up here. 1-888-803-4438. If you love your family, folks, you need to get your children off the fluoride, off the pesticides, off the chloride, and just all the trash. Take the Berkey taste test. I mean, drink out of one of these for a month. Try to go drink tap water. You're going to just laugh that you didn't do this sooner. 888-803-4438. We overlook stuff, the big stuff like water. 70 to 71% of our bodies. Debbie, how important is a water filter to people's health and safety, a real water filter?
The Berkey water filters have changed people's lives. You know, I get testimony after testimony, Alex, of people who call me and say they've never had such great water, that their health is better. You know, we're being poisoned in so many areas with the water. Chlorine alone, you know, it's amazing the difference when you drink the water. And I use mine every day because I live in the city and I get Dallas water. And, you know, we won't even drink regular water anymore out of the tap because it's such a difference not only to how you feel, but the taste is so much better.
Now, also,
it's
the body,
very important.
Exactly. And the body, a lot of people already have the filters, but they don't have shower filters. And this is what I have in my home. The biggest organ is the skin, and you also inhale it into your lungs. And when the hot water comes out in the shower, it aerosolizes the chlorine, the pesticides, the herbicides. Folks, you need to put filters on your shower, and you've got some of the better models there. How much are those, Debbie?
The KDF shower filters are normally $49, but I can go ahead and give you a discount of $35 on that. So it would be $35 per shower filter. And they do go between your pipe and your shower head, so you do get to use your normal shower head with it. They're very easy to install. And, you know, I've worked for Jim for almost 5 years now, and I have never had a single person complain about the shower filters. Now, I have had one person who it didn't fit his shower, and he had a real modern, state-of-the-art kind of thing. But I get more reorders on those shower heads, and they last a year.
Well, yeah, because it's important. If people aren't drinking the poison, you need to know you're getting just as much of it through your skin.
That's right. That's right.
And, of course, into your little lungs. 888-803-4438. Debbie, thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Alex.
Really appreciate you. That's 888-803-4438. It's usually her, just one other lady. And so if you call and it's busy, call back or leave her name and number. She'll call you right back. 888-803-4438. And, you know, I don't pitch drugs on my show. I don't pitch, you know, magical cures. I don't pitch. I just, you know, freedom, information, water filters, vitamins, stuff, you know, real stuff, folks. Let me tell you, this water is a big deal. And you just need to stop procrastinating. 888-803-4438. You want to strike a blow at the New World Order? Take control of your life. Turn the television off. Spend time with your children and your wife and your husband. You want to strike the New World Order? Stop drinking their water. Just, you know, take control of your life, folks. Okay, I want to thank folks for holding. Let's talk to Allison in California. Allison, thanks for holding. Go ahead. I appreciate you holding, Allison. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I know you don't want to spend all day on Arnold Schwarzenegger, but I think your listeners will be interested in some recent experiences I've had. And I just want to preface this by saying that this is exactly why I left the Republican Party 7 years ago and never looked back. All these so-called conservative pro-life talk show hosts like Roger Hedgecock and Sean Hannity have abandoned Tom McClintock. And they're saying that if we need to get the fiscal issues right before we can work on the moral issues, but they have it exactly backwards.
Well, that's the cart before the horse.
It sure is. It's the tail wagging the dog. But anyways, what's happened lately is I occasionally write for WorldNet Daily, and I also write for a lay Catholic newspaper in San Diego called San Diego News Notes. And a few weeks ago, one of our friends up in Los Angeles snapped a photo of Arnold receiving Holy Communion at St. Monica's Parish in Santa Monica. This is on August 31st, so it's very recent. And this is, you know, when he has publicly said that he supports homosexual domestic partnerships and abortion. So I tried to call the pastor a couple weeks ago for comment about this for a story that I was writing for News Notes. And, of course, he never returned my call.
And, by the way, I recognize your voice. I believe you've been on as a guest. Tell folks who you are.
I'm Allison Smith, and I occasionally write for WorldNet Daily.
Yeah.
And I also write for
LA. Well, you've done a lot of great work. What do you think about this caller earlier? And I'll let you finish your story in a second. The guy says he loves Hitler, loves Kurt Waldheim, wants to be a dictator. He's in hardcore homosexual porn with Mabel Thorpe. He's just a few years ago hanging out with Valtine. He's a member of the Bohemian Grove, which they admit carries out satanic rituals.
Yeah,
that's admitted,
that.
Folks. That's admitted.
Well,
and people are still defending this guy.
There's another thing that we just got recently, and I'll forward it to you, that he was on British television just a few years ago. Now, this is long after he's gotten married, right, and become supposedly a family man, where he was grabbing for the upper anatomy of women over on a TV show in Britain. But I'll forward that one to you. Anyways, to continue, I just think it's all awful, Alex, to answer your question. And I just don't understand why everybody's abandoning Tom McClintock to favor him. But all that aside, last night I was at a Bible study here in San Diego, and the instructor who teaches it is named Bill Creasy. He comes down from Los Angeles every week to give a Bible study. And he starts telling a story about Arnold last night, saying that Arnold Schwarzenegger donated $1.3 million to rebuild St. Monica's Parish after the Northbridge earthquake destroyed the dome several years ago. And apparently there's a big plaque in the back of the church about Arnold and Richard Reardon, who's also another pro-gay, pro-abort former candidate, being major donors to the church.
By the way, Bohemian Grove member, yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, I didn't know that, but thanks.
Yeah, San Francisco Chronicle, yeah.
Right. So I went up to this instructor, Bill Creasy, afterward, and I talked to him about this. And Bill Creasy told me that he hoped that by telling the story it would get Arnold some more votes. And this is a Bible study instructor who told me this.
No, I mean, they've been given the great delusion, and they love death now. I don't know about this particular person, but, I mean, look, I hear him on the air. You know, well, we got to have some gun control. We got to compromise. Well, we got to go ahead and they're just saying. They don't care if 80-something percent of people are against it. They're announcing blanket amnesty for all the illegals, more of the special visas to take our high-tech jobs. I mean, we're committing suicide here.
I know, and I thought to myself, you know, just follow the money. Arnold gives all this money to the church, so even the good Christians, so-called, don't say boo to him when he publicly espouses abortion and homosexuality.
Well, I mean, look, actually, he gave a house worth over $2 million to the Catholic Church, but what's happening here is take the faith-based initiative. Billions of dollars that go to the churches. No wonder the local Baptist church has anti-gun UN Day here in Austin. They're already getting federal money, okay? And now they're trying to pass this faith-based initiative to give them more. And so they'll say whatever the government wants.
I know. Alex, I'm like you. It just makes me want to puke. But thanks for listening to me, and thanks for taking my call.
Well, thank you. Are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Allison, what do you think about the Simon Wiesenthal Center endorsing Arnold and then running around attacking people who have never said anything about Israel or the Jews?
Well, Alex, I just think all of this is terrible. You know? I mean, what does the Simon Wiesenthal Center stand for?
Well, I just don't understand why they'll demonize all these wholesome, good groups who've never done anything to them, but then a guy that loves Hitler, they love him.
I don't understand it either. There is certainly a veil of darkness that has been pulled over this country, you know, and we've lost what little sight we had because we're going after all the bad things. So it distresses me and it breaks my heart, Alex. But you keep up the good work. I really appreciate what you do.
Hey, what's your website, Allison?
I don't have one.
I know that. I've seen a lot of your writings.
Right, but if you go out to worldnetdaily.com and type in my first name, which is spelled A-L-L-Y-S-O-N, last name Smith as it's normally spelled, you'll see some of my stories out there. I write about sexual perversion issues.
Boy, there's plenty to write on that subject.
There sure is.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you, Alex.
Yeah, folks, I mean, if they can sell us Arnold as the guy to vote for, I mean, if they were all behind McClintock, he'd win, folks, hands down. But no, it's going to be Arnold. And not that it even matters, because the whole thing's staged out there. It's just how you can hear the neocons saying he's the man. That they mean abortion and gun control is good then. We're in a lot of trouble, folks. I mean, 87 to 89% of people want the border shut and illegal to deport it. I mean, they admit those numbers, but it says Republican and Democratic parties just don't care. They just don't care. We're getting rid of your borders. End of the subject. That shows it's not our government. It's not a constitutional government. Michael in Kansas, go ahead. Thanks for holding. All right. Not quite. No, he's there now. Okay, hello. Well, go ahead, Michael.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, there you are. I lost you. I was watching the History Channel. Hello, Alex?
Yeah, right here.
Okay. Watching the History Channel, and they were showing some of the old Nazi clips that was captured by the our American soldiers of what they did to their children and so forth and how they demonized them and how they turned them around to stand up and fight for Hitler and give their lives for
it. And I think everybody at the History Channel should be arrested and they should apologize. That's obviously Nazi leanings to show a Nazi flag. I think they ought to arrest this band director who did a reenactment of some World War II stuff and showed the flags of countries. Symbols. People should be arrested, ban the Bible, ban everything.
And they have also even showed the footage of, you know, the soldiers that walked the hand march, how pitiful and how rotten the Japanese murdered those guys.
Well, by showing the Japanese, they're supporting Japanese fascism. By showing a Japanese flag, that's an act of hate right there. And, of course, I'm being sarcastic.
Yeah, I know.
Arnold can say he loves Hitler and wants to be a dictator. He gets the endorsement of the Simon Wiesenthal Center. But then over here, a band director just shows the flags of World War II, and there's convulsions and freakouts. That's mind control, folks.
Yeah. It's worse enough when the veteran fought, died, and gave their blood are now in disgrace by this country and the political correctness. My father fought World War II in Nazi Germany, and I'm appalled what this country has done to our veterans. Poor men who died in Pearl Harbor and who died on the beaches just to get into Germany.
And now we've turned into Nazi Germany, run by the multiculturalist.
It's so far out of hand, and we can't even teach our children, the people who came from foreign countries who wanted to get away from their tyranny, come to freedom here, and now we call people who did come here, can't even, you know, an African American. I mean, oh, you're against him. You're against an Irish. I mean, it's so sickening.
Well, it's how they control us. It's a smoke screen. Thanks for the call. Good to hear from you. Spencer in Ohio. Spencer, you're on the air. Go ahead.
God bless you, Alex. You know, have you ever seen the movie Hitler in 1960 starring Richard Basehart? He had a shrink doctor from Harvard who treated his headaches. Did you know that?
Yeah, he was hopped up on a bunch of different drugs.
But by the signing over to UNESCO, Mr. Bush has now broken the Everlasting Covenant and violated the Monroe Doctrine. UNESCO claims that America is no longer a sovereign nation anymore, like the British did in 1812.
Well, they also say that the family is, quote, a disease and must be eradicated. I'm reading from a 10-part series for teachers published by UNESCO. And it asserts a title, Towards a World Understanding. One of the chief aims of education today should be to prepare boys and girls to take an active part in the creation of world society. The government schools must stamp out love of country, and the family must be viewed as the enemy. As long as the child breathes the poison air of nationalism, education and world-mindedness can produce only rather precarious results. It goes on page after page, and this is what Bush has signed on to.
Yes, they support atomic families. And I'm against UNESCO and the United Nations. I support H-Con Res 4, which is Ron Paul's bill in the Congress. And we should get out of UNESCO because they're going to blow us up real good. And, did you know Jack Ruby doubled as his brother Earl after he died?
Yeah, I'd read that somewhere. Thanks for the call, Spencer.
Yep.
A lot of interesting points. All right, I'm going to come back and just hit some more news that we've missed. We haven't had time to get to. Then we'll come back in the third hour, get to more news and more calls. Wide open phones at 800-259-9231. Stay with me.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
All right, my friends, Alex Jones, you're back live. What does UNESCO do? Okay, this is from their own documents. Very important to understand that. UNESCO interfaces with the education affairs of member countries and has sought to construct a UN-based school curriculum for American schools. Well, yeah, we've already been part of it without being signatories for decades. UNESCO has been fully supportive of the United Nations Population Fund and its assistance to China's brutal coercive population control program, forced abortion, infanticide. What Pat Robertson says is good. Again, I've been criticized for criticizing Pat Robertson. Okay, fine. You have the dead babies on your hands then. UNESCO has designated 47 UN biosphere reserves, a lot more than that, folks, in the United States, covering more than 70 million acres, also World Heritage Sites, without congressional consultation, and they tell people on the outlying areas what to do with their land. I wanted to add that. UNESCO effectively bypasses congressional authority to manage federal lands by establishing management policies without congressional consultation or approval. And they go on to call the family a disease that belongs to the age of barbarism and needs to be eradicated. And that's what Bush has signed on to. That's what he sent his tart, his little creature. Now, Ms. Bush promotes U.S. as it rejoins UNESCO a couple days ago, being kissed on by Jacques Commie Chirac. And she was in Paris to attend a rejoining ceremony of UNESCO, the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization. So, more of that, folks. More of that. You won't hear Lord Limbaugh or other and sundry prostitutes of the New World Order out there speaking out against that, out there standing up against it. Just to remind you what this government's like that you want to give all your liberties and freedoms to. Associated Press, North Carolina, approves sterilization compensation survivors from among the thousands of North Carolinians. Residents who were involuntarily sterilized by the state over five decades will be compensated in the form of health care and education. But see, it's already going on under other names. Long gone microchip cat finds owner, CNN. Lots of propaganda daily on that. Another article here out of the British News about killing people with chemical weapons, their own troops in tests, and them convulsing and dying. That's the type of stuff we're dealing with here. Oh, man, the next hour I'll get into some of the Patriot Act being phased in and some of the other election news and what's happening with the economy as well. And always at the end of each hour, I remember that, hey, I better plug my videos because they're waking folks up, number one. Number two, it supports this broadcast. How do I describe what's in a 170-minute film like Road to Tyranny? How do I describe what's in a 2-hour, 40-minute film like Police State 3 when it's all so fast-moving?
How do I describe Dark Secrets inside Bohemian Grove, your so-called Christian leaders that are really a bunch of wicked devils? You need to get all these videos. America Destroyed by Design. You need to get the videos. You need to make copies of them. Air them on Access TV. Get them out to opinion makers. You need to make the call now, folks, and not procrastinate. The new film covers Patriot Act 1 and 2, Homeland Security, government-run white slavery rings, forced inoculations, gun control, PNAC. The first 20 minutes gives you an overview of exactly what the New World Order is and how it controls the fake left-right system. Police State 3 really is an amazing film. It's our newest film. And, of course, there's A Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror that cover government-sponsored terror on September 11th, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, where the Republican Party meets, and you wonder why things are going downhill and why they do what they do. Well, get this video. You'll understand what the Skull and Bones does when they're old men. Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to get the books, to get the videos, to get the T-shirts. Online via our secure online shopping carts to get the new book, Order Out of Chaos, and to get bulk deals, discount prices. If you want to give the book as a gift, it's an amazing book, one of the best I've seen. I published it. 1-888-253-3139 is the number. I got operators that I pay for, folks, that are great folks that are ready to take your order right now at 1-888-253-3139. Your support is also greatly appreciated by getting the videos. 888-253-3139, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704, third hour straight ahead.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, proof